Dennis Dykin is the drummer for the veteran pop rock band The Smithereens. He's now stepped forward with an album called Late Music. Dykin emphasizes that this side project is not a solo album. It's credited to Dennis Dykin with Bell Sound. Rock critic Ken Tucker explains who Bell Sound consists of, and he has this review.
One of the trickiest things to do when you work in the genre of pop rock is to avoid sounding like a 60s nostalgia act, frozen in an amber mixture of the Beatles and the Beach Boys. Earlier this year, a would-be pop rock supergroup called Tinted Windows, featuring members of Hanson, Fountains of Wayne, and others, tried to pull off just such a feat. I thought it worked. Not many record buyers agreed. Now comes Dennis Dykin, working with longtime friend Pete DiBella, and they've crafted some awfully pretty music that echoes the past while sounding new and fresh and vibrant.
There are things I can't forget, and miles to go before I know. All the lessons I have learned, will I ever learn to live to learn? Take me back to where.
Drummer Dennis Dykin possesses a scholar's knowledge of not just the pinnacles of pop rock, but also the interesting underrateds, such as Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and some greats that are due for revival, like the Lovin' Spoonful and the Beau Brummels. Yes, I said he avoids nostalgia, but his knowledge can't help but seep into good songs such as this one, Tell All the Fools, flooding it with urgency. And oh yeah, the background vocals are by The Honeys, the once and future girl group originally produced by Brian Wilson and including his ex-wife, Marilyn Wilson Rutherford.
In the palm of your hand lies the power to do good or bad, to face the music or turn away, to make it through to another day. What's around the corner? No one could ever tell. It may be heaven. It may be hell.
Although Dykin and DiBella are very much New Jersey born and bred, one of Dykin's co-conspirators here is a cynosure of Los Angeles pop, Andy Paley. Paley is a fantastic musician and producer whom I've enjoyed since first coming upon the Paley Brothers' debut album in 1978. Andy has written, produced, and performed with an array of music acts in Boston, New York, and currently Los Angeles, where Dennis Dykin hooked up with him to record part of the Late Music album. You can hear Andy Paley's backup vocals shortly after Dykin's slamming drum intro to Long Lonely Ride.
It's gonna be a long,
that's a fine bit of hard-edge pop with a nod in the lyrics to the late 60s hit Come On Down to My Boat Baby by the one-hit wonder group Every Mother's Son. Speaking of lyrics, the ones on Late Music are hymns to heartache. They break no new ground, but the words matter less than the opportunity they provide for the multi-track harmonies that convey yearning and bliss. Ultimately, Dennis Dyken and his ad hoc group Bell Sound are making music with a formalist aesthetic. The best songs here find bracing freedom within the constraints Dyken imposes upon himself and his collaborators. It's as though he's writing impeccable sonnets with his drums and his singing.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Late Music by Dennis Dyken with Bell Sound.
So hard to say goodbye to the setting sun, to the love that's gone away, to the only one in my heart. Waiting for time to conjure the spell and heal the wounds that hurt me so. Setting sun to the love that's gone.